Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Thursday, the 12th of March 2026. Today's topic is the mystery of godliness. Our text today is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14 to 16. Verse 14, "These things write I unto thee, hoping to come unto thee shortly." Verse 15, "But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth." Verse 16, "And without controversy great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." Our memory verse is taken from 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16, "And without controversy great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory." Godliness is simply being like God. It is the continuous act of conforming to His word, His ways, and His will. It is an act of a man living the life of God through divine revelation and empowerment. John 1:12. When the character and nature of God find expression in a person's life, godliness is at work. To many, this may seem unimaginable, a mystery, yet it is a reality for those who receive the revelation of godliness. It is a mystery because, from a human perspective, it is difficult to comprehend the union between divinity and humanity in an individual. Our scriptural reference affirms this reality, as seen when the Son of God became the Son of Man. Similarly, Saul of Tarsus underwent a radical transformation into godliness after encountering Jesus on his way to Damascus. Godliness can be a consistent experience in the life of any young person who receives Christ and remains steadfast in Him. Godliness brings great rewards, both in this life and in eternity. Its benefits are immeasurable because godliness is profitable unto all things. 1 Timothy 4, 8. Quote for the day: godliness brings great rewards. The challenge for today is: you can be godly in all your conducts. Prayer. Help me, Lord, to always live by your nature and character. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.